I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Back in show number 78, I told you how I bought a brand new Worth PST softball bat for $16. In this show, I'll tell you how I bought a used but nice Mikan Freak 98 for $2 and a used but nice DeMarini Ultimate Weapon for 75 cents. In a nutshell, I'm a yard sale nut. I love cruising the sales every weekend in the summertime. It varies by area, but in my town, most sales are on Saturdays, with some running Friday and Saturday, and some extending into Sunday, too. There are people who are into it a lot more than I am. They get a map and check the newspapers and Craigslist for all the sales in the area. Then they plot their route and get up early enough to get to several of the sales before they officially open. That's a dirty way to do it, but these folks are good at bullying their way into the sale early and picking up the best bargains. Most of those early bird buyers are professionals. They resell what they buy in their own stores or in consignment shops. Now I'm lucky because the things I buy are usually passed up by the pros, who are more often looking for furniture, antiques, tools, and expensive brand-name clothing. I'm more into books and sporting goods and electronics that the pro buyers don't care about. Back in the mid-1950s, when I was about 8 years old, my mother took me to a rummage sale. That's what they called yard sales and garage sales back then. I bought a spiffy wood-burning outfit for 25 cents. I'd been wanting one of those, but they cost several dollars at the store. That was my first experience buying at a bargain, and I was quickly hooked. Rummage sales, yard sales, garage sales, tag sales, I love them all. And especially big church sales and school sales and parking lot sales. Where I live, there's a huge 3-day sale that benefits the local animal shelter, and the county fairgrounds is full of donated items that are sold over Memorial Day weekend. We also have a few large flea markets in the area, and bargains are to be found there, too. And don't forget your Goodwills and Salvation Army stores and other thrift shops. Oh, and on most summer weekends, some small town within driving distance is having a citywide yard sale, where dozens of residents have their sales all on the same day. You never know where the treasures will be. Now, at all of these sales, I'm always on the lookout for softball equipment. I've picked up such things as a new set of cleats for $2 and a nearly new 14-inch Louisville Slugger softball glove for $3. And a few weeks ago, I bought a pitching screen for $2. But my most exciting softball buys have been bats. The first softball bat I ever owned, a 34-ounce Adiron Dak Boomer, cost me a dollar at a yard sale. I used that bat for 10 years, and one season it got me on base safely for my first 14 at-bats. That's my personal record. But alas, when ASA went to a softer ball, that Boomer bat became obsolete. Last weekend, I really hit the jackpot. At the big sale at the county fairgrounds, I found a nice 27-ounce DeMarini Ultimate Weapon bat for 75 cents, and even better, a 28-ounce Freak 98 for $2. I don't know what those bats are worth, but I think I got a bargain. Another bat I bought this weekend wasn't such a great deal, but it was intriguing. It looks to be a very early composite bat, an Easton SJ2. It's 30 ounces, in good shape, and I bought it for $5. Does anybody know this bat? Was I snookered? I haven't had a chance to swing it yet, but I'm not expecting a lot. Still, it looks nice, and maybe I own a unique piece of history. So what have you found softball-wise at yard sales and thrift shops and church sales? I'll bet there are some stories out there that make my discoveries seem like small potatoes, and I'd love to hear them. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on coaching, managing, and playing softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.